Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that
culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
And this lifestyle isn't for me.
Okay, and we were just literally talking about this before we hit record. We've both decided that there's too much space in between things here in LA. Literally, figuratively, chronologically, yes.
Yes, chronologically, there's too much space. I can't do conversations with Lyft drivers.
Babe, here's what you do. You go, hey, as soon as you sit down, do you mind if I put my headphones in?
Mm-mm.
And they have no choice but to say
it. And I'm sure the listeners would think I would be the one who's like much like more direct. And I would think that they think you're the nicer one out of the two of
sure,
us.
Sure, sure.
But apparently that's not true.
Actually,
rule of culture number 50.
Bowen
is not as nice as Matt.
Okay. We'll contest that. Okay, so we have an amazing guest with us today.
Amazing.
Amazing. Truly, truly a tastemaker, truly an arbiter of the culture. I mean,
we're
dilettantes. We are not the doyens, shall we say.
Wow. I don't know what one of the words means, but I'm happy to pretend.
Sure. Okay. So he is a writer, critic at The Daily Beast. You've seen his work on MTV News, BuzzFeed. He's also the host of the amazing podcast on Crooked Media, Keep It. He's an icon. Here we have Ira Madison III. Yes. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
You know I love the word doyen.
Doyen, yeah. Okay, great.
What is it?
It's like the highest at what they do.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
The Empress.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure, but like just in terms of skill, there's no like
Kate Blanchett
is the doyen
of acting.
Oh my
god. And also Australian theater because she bought her husband a company.
Unbelievable. Did we see Ocean's 8?
I did.
Okay, and did you believe that she was the doyen of the group?
No.
Who was the doyen?
She was the fashion doyen of the group, I would say.
She certainly was.
Yes, the suits, the track jacket.
Yeah, it was all
the
there.
The boots.
The blonde bang.
Yeah, the lesbian cut.
You gotta. She was giving me lesbian energy.
Yeah. I thought she and Sandra were former lovers.
That could have been a good plot
they
point.
They did not.
There weren't any plot points in the movie,
no,
actually.
Very, very few.
My favorite part was Rihanna's sister.
Yeah, yeah, she was cute.
She turned it.
Yeah.
She was great. And you believed that they were siblings.
And that is a testament to Rihanna. Rihanna is a natural actress. We want to see more Rihanna performances. I want to know, can she do more than smoke a blunt on screen?
I mean,
and
have we seen Battleship? She
apparently
she punches the buttons.
Did you see Bates Motel?
Okay, wait. Apparently she really was good in Bates Motel.
Yeah.
What did she do? I didn't
she plays
she plays Marion
Crane. Marion
Crane
part.
Oh, okay, cool.
The Janet Leigh role.
She does not die.
No. There's a twist.
Wow.
She realizes this Norman Bates is creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
So she gets out of there.
Yeah. And she literally says something like, fuck this, and leaves.
Great. There's always, but this is what we like about Rihanna is she brings to the role, each role, some layer of herself.
Mm-hmm.
Some dosage of herself.
She's an Aniston-esque actress.
Oh.
She's not a Blanchett. You know, I think that's very fair.
I think Kate brings Kate to some
roles. You know
roles.
What? I do not see it for the white Halle Berry.
Oh. Is that what you think? Is
Jennifer Aniston
is the white Halle Berry?
I'm tired of her.
Okay, aren't we all?
I'm tired of her being in the papers.
No, get out of the papers.
Like, first of all, we're also always being like, oh my God, I love Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. I wish she could, like, you know, find a man because, like, I feel like people think that she's like a surrogate for them.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So, like, if she can find a man, I can find a man. It's like, you had Brad Pitt, you had Justin Theroux, you had Friends. All three of them are over.
Yeah.
Wow.
She couldn't keep a man or a project.
Just like Halle Berry.
Just like Halle.
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe that Halle Berry and Jennifer Aniston are comparable because I do think that Halle Berry has quite the range. Right?
I just mean in terms of
the public persona.
Losing things.
Okay, losing things.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What can we say that Halle Berry is
also
lost?
Jennifer Aniston has been walking around with what we call the Rachel.
Yeah, for a long time.
Is the Rachel, first of all, is a black girl wig.
honestly.
That's been around for decades.
For decades.
And truly. it's black girl quick drag too.
It's quick drag. Like, it is like shake and go.
You would not come out the house in that wig.
It's shake and go.
White people walking around with the Rachel. You look whack.
I will say, I think the
get
iconic
some bangs.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. I think the iconic hairstyle in Friends was actually Monica's hairstyle, or when Phoebe would put her hair up and use like the pencils.
Like cute little.
Yeah. She had cute updos.
This was back when they would do like little, they would wear like a cheap how, they would like do like an appropriatively Asian bun and like.
Do you feel
do
that
the
it was appropriately Asian?
And, I mean, a little. I'm not going to say. I will say that Friends with an all-white cast.
Getting the chopsticks. Put it in my bun just to pop shit.
There you go.
Just to pop shit.
Nikki. I think, look, it's fine for Nikki to use that because anti-Asian.
Why is it fine?
Because Asians have profited off anti-blackness, but black people have not necessarily profited off anti-Asianness, right? But Friends is with an all-white cast. It does profit off anti-Asianness.
Mm-hmm.
That's
they
what
also
saying.
Were you a Friends fan?
Yeah, I watched Friends.
But
yeah,
you weren't like standing for Friends. But like I look back and I'm like, I don't fucking care really at the
yes,
end of the day.
I watched every episode at some point, and I don't watch it on Netflix though.
No.
Sure, yeah.
Like,
why?
The other day I saw someone shared like a quiz, like these Mm-mm. You're a real fan if you know this, whatever, in Friends. I was like, are we still talking about this damn show?
People can't let it go.
When Frasier is streaming.
Yeah.
When Cheers is on.
Where's Spin City?
No, where is Spin City?
I love Spin City.
Where's News Radio?
Where's Caroline in the City?
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Neither did I, but we were A to C-ing. But I will say, Friends, she doesn't hold up. She doesn't hold
up. She is as an entity.
Because commonly, a large plot point in most episodes will be that they are panicked over, like the gay panic type of comedy.
Yes.
Like the three of them, like, hoo. Like one time they woke up in a bed together and it was hilarity, honey. The audience was decked.
Oh, the nap episode? You mean the nap episode?
Well, yeah, sure.
There was
they took a nap together.
There was a nap episode where Joey and I think Ross were like napping together.
Yeah.
And then they realized they really enjoyed it.
Oh,
and then they were like, is this gay?
What if it in is. The last episode, like Rachel had run in and said, I got off the plane. And Ross was like, actually, this is
fucking
the real
a dude. Oh, yeah.
I'm gay with Joey.
With Joey. That would have been hot.
I loved Joey.
I loved Joey too. Did you think that Joey was the comedic energy of the show?
No, he should not have gotten a spinoff.
Yeah.
No, so stupid.
I mean, RIP Drea De Mateo, though. On
oh,
show.
My God.
Drea, and also Jennifer Coolidge there for a hot
yeah,
sec, right?
They gave it their all.
As they always do.
Yeah.
But no, if anyone should have gotten a spinoff, it should have been Phoebe.
Should have been
Phoebe. Right. But I believe that
Phoebe
we are.
Phoebe and Ursula, a spinoff.
Yeah,
I love it. Parent trap that show.
Let her act. But I would say. I would say that we are more thankful that we had the comeback.
Yes, of course. Yes.
I don't believe we would have had both.
Sure. Are we thankful?
I don't know the timeline there, though.
Here's how I know that Emmy, it's for your consideration season here.
It is.
Because you see Megan Amram posters everywhere.
Yes, we see Megan Amram posters everywhere in Hollywood and Middleton.
And just a reminder for everyone that's maybe an Emmy voter that listens to the show, you can vote for Megan Amram, an outstanding actress in a short form web series.
A short from comedy or drama series.
Unfortunately, sure. I am not in the series enough to be nominated.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Oh, you sure. Only are in the you one know? Episode.
But if the series wins,
you can go to the ceremony.
And yeah.
I'm going to tell people I'm in an Emmy nominated series.
Yes,
there
yes.
You go. And you are in a pivotal episode where she finds out she is Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And you give her the permission to position
go full
herself.
Aloha.
Go full aloha. Go full and aloha. Emma Stone it mm-hmm. herself.
But we should say that. If that becomes a problem, it was Lena Dunham's idea.
Yes, and that is those are Ira's words.
Right.
Okay, but I want to say that
speaking of her,
yes,
let's go.
Girl, I just finally watched Drag Race because I was in Bonnaroo this week.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk about what we felt about Lena on Drag Race.
You know what? I try not to be one of those people who's like mean to her.
Yeah.
Mostly because she follows me on Twitter, and I find it hard to be mean to my Twitter followers.
Sure. Right. I find that hard.
Noble
too.
Of you,
celebrities. There is. My kryptonite, all right?
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter. I might not be mean to you.
That'd be nice.
I don't know. Try it, Trump. But she seemed so uncomfortable on the show.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she also just seemed like she was paid to be there to stan Eureka.
Yeah. Oh, oh my interesting. God. You're so right. Right.
You're doing
so
it right. Original and you're doing because she's a big girl.
Yeah. Honestly. No. It really was too much for me.
Well, and during Untucked, she goes back into the Untucked room, and she's like, she goes up to Eureka. She's literally like, "I knew last season that you were gonna come back and take this whole thing." Like,
and other contestants are like, "Oh my fucking god!"
Lena, we wrote in our recap for Vulture that like Lena probably went on set and like went up to the sound mixer and was like, "I'm such a fan of your work." Like, yeah. That is just her.
I worked with her before on one thing, and she came up and she was like, "I'm such a fan." I was like, "What have you seen me do?"
She listens to La Culture.
Yeah, please.
She can't wait to be on it.
And then she followed me on Instagram.
And then unfollowed.
And then unfollowed.
No, we get to
and
shit
I,
talk,
I don't
Lena.
Know why. It can't be my oppressive Instagram stories.
Who cares?
Who
as if
cares?
Her, as if hers isn't oppressive.
Yeah, I know.
They're
please.
A lot, but you know what?
They are a lot. Thank you for bringing the truth.
Yeah.
You know, as long as Jim Henson is off the air, I can get my daily dose of Muppets
Muppetry.
From you.
Do you feel that I give Muppet?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am very honored.
You've got
to
a wide
that.
Mouth. You've I got a like, long face.
I am constantly like, who has their hand up, Matt?
I'm constantly like that, too. Sometimes I don't even know.
Oh.
I'm like, who has their hands on me tonight? Okay, so listen.
I just want to say really quickly before we ask Ira the question, it's for your consideration season. I feel like, oh my God, where was I going with this? Never mind.
Well, what the fuck
you know
was
what?
That?
If you remember it,
let's
bring it up later.
Yeah. You know, when it's not appropriate.
In the theater, when we have a note, we take that note and then we implement it in the next performance.
That's there great. Because you can't go
you.
Back.
You can. I was gonna drag some TV show for not being Emmy worthy, but
Suits.
Oh my God, Suits. Yeah, cancel it.
Not without Meghan Markle.
Exactly. I mean, why?
Did you know Meghan Markle was in the pilot of 90210, the reboot?
Oh,
giving a character head in a Jeep.
Oh my God, she gave head in a Jeep, and now she's royalty, the Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah. I remember literally zero things from that 90210 pilot. Oh, except that I was like, I'll watch this the whole
I did
season.
Tune in because I wanted to see like Shannon Doherty slay.
Yeah, but she did not.
Really, I don't think the material. You can't actually, this is rule of culture number 58. You can't slay if the material doesn't allow you to slay.
If it ain't on the page.
But also, that's not always true. Sometimes I think someone takes something unslay worthy and they slay.
Okay. The cast of Ocean's 8.
There you go.
Yeah, but the script was bad.
Did you think
the director
was
bad?
Really?
Gary Ross is a bad director.
No, yeah. Girl.
You don't like The Hunger Games, the first two?
No.
They're pretty good.
They're fine, okay. But like the real Hunger Games is 3-part 1.
Sure.
Giving you like 70s psycho thriller. It's
okay.
It's hot.
That's yeah, the one yeah, you yeah. like. I thought Catching Fire was legit good.
I and think it was just because of the material yeah. and the actors. And it's hard to fuck up like a movie like that. This was just like, this needed to be a heist. It needed to be sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just, there was also no plot.
There was
very little plot. That's true. And also, I thought it could have gotten interesting there at the end, like with James Corden coming in. But then I don't think James Corden is going to come in and like make anything like more interesting.
I don't even
want to
think
is.
About James Corden. Not
honestly,
either.
Yeah. I thought, why wasn't that character a woman?
Yeah. Well,
like
yeah.
Why are and also why is it Corden?
Also, where was the Andy Garcia character?
There was no villain
trying to catch Sandra. Mm-hmm. James Corden should have been a woman, and she should have been like waiting for her outside the prison.
Yep,
I'm gonna get you.
And just so yeah, and she should have been played by Penelope Cruz.
No, I think for the sequel, they're okay. Penelope would be great. I'm thinking Angelina comes in for 9.
I would
that'd
die.
Be a gag. That'd be a gag.
I guess
or
I
Michelle
would die
Pfeiffer.
Too.
Michelle.
See, yes. I'm always down for Michelle.
Oh, what's yes.
That? We used to say the children have forgotten Michelle, but this year I feel like the children remembered Michelle.
But
I love Michelle. She is icon. She is a white auntie. But white I would also auntie. Support Angelina. You
yes.
know, a
I guess.
A fucking bad bitch.
Black people love Angelina Jolie.
Why do you think that is?
She is well, first of all, she is a light-skinned white woman of color.
Yeah.
And
I don't know why I laughed. I'm sorry.
We love Black people watch, like, action movies.
Yeah.
And so,
she gives
so
you
white
salt.
People are always confused about, like, what white stars we love.
Yes.
It's just, like, I grew up watching, like, my mom and, like, my grandmother and, like, my aunts and stuff. Like, they will love them some Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
A friend asked me last night, they were like, is Jennifer Garner a white gay thing?
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like... Currently,
yeah,
yes,
she used to be
coming soon.
But we love Alias.
Yes. We love Alias, and also, did you see the trailer for her new movie?
I know, but she's just like shooting up Mexicans, and I don't think we can. I don't think we can support that.
We can't
movie.
Abide well, that. No,
we don't know if they're. We don't know. Oh, I think that
it's like these Mexicans kill her family, and then she's like, "I'm gonna go kill the cartel." Okay, I'm gonna go
Holy
get some guisados and shoot at every Mexican I see. It's racist.
Okay,
oh my God, fine.
All right,
Jennifer.
Well,
Jennifer,
what are you doing?
Don't we respect that she's been able to combine her brands of doing like a
every
kick,
mom.
Doing a kickflip with a gun and also mom, because she's taking her entire brand from her early career and her entire brand from the last 10 years and combining them to make something super Jennifer Garner.
Yes, you know, but black people don't respect that. Every right. black person has to multitask in Hollywood.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't know if I
Angelina
understand
doesn't
the
multitask,
Angelina Jolie
though.
Thing because
Angelina Jolie.
I mean, okay,
she
now
she
does.
Multitasks.
First of all,
I mean, okay, you know what?
She owns like several countries.
Yeah, she owns them.
She Pied Piper multiple children.
She did. Yeah. I didn't know what I
the Pied
was
Piper
saying.
Bitch.
Salt,
changeling.
She managed to make people still like her after making out with her brother.
Yes, yeah. Bitch. She fully did mouth on mouth.
This bitch used to carry forget. Blood around on red carpet
and a vial, bitch.
Yeah,
oh my
she
God.
Really. She
and
gets-
then she went to glam like AmFam
yes.
or whatever that place is that gives food to kids.
Yeah.
GlamFam.
She went
now it's called GlamFam.
She like category is she is walking in every category.
Oh. Category is international savior
My
Oscar
God.
Winner.
Beautiful.
She's giving honestly I am very up and down with Angelina Jolie because, and it's interesting, we talk about Angelina Jolie after discussing Jennifer Aniston earlier.
Wow.
They are often discussed side by side. And this podcast is no exception.
Well,
I've
know
always,
whose side I'm on.
Yes, you're on Angelina's
Angelina,
side.
Angelina,
well, that's okay. So that's been, you know, declared.
Uh-huh.
I have always identified as more of an Aniston than an Angelina because I feel that if I become successful in an acting capacity, it will be
you're
because...
You're going to pretend to drink smart water, too?
Yes, 100%. Because I don't think they'll give me,
Nobody
like, the fragrance
smart
and
water.
Fashion.
Do you know the only time I drink smart water is when I buy a bottle of water before I get on an airplane?
There you
yeah,
go.
This
yeah,
is
yeah.
the
yeah.
only water they
and
have
it's
at the
only
airport.
Option. I get it, but you understand that, like, these actresses, in order to make their supplemental income, they can either decide to do the shitty romantic comedies and the product placements, or they can become fashion icon of the world. And not everyone can become fashion icon of the world because they don't have the bone structure, honey. Sure. And so I feel
And they're
that,
walking around with a bad haircut.
Yes. And so I feel that if I were to become successful, I would unfortunately go the route of product placement and dumbass movies and not fashion, fragrance, even though I would love to have a fragrance. Mine will be called Gay Sun.
Gay, S-U-N, S-O-N?
S-O-N.
S-O-N, okay. Yeah. This is new. This is, you keep changing the fragrance name and it's...
What was my last fragrance? I was going to have one called Bold.
You were going to... I can't keep track of them. I'm sorry, they
You can't. You're, that's your job is to keep track of my products.
Sure. Ira
what
was...
What would your fragrance be called?
Three.
You love that.
Three.
Mine
Ira
might be
Madison,
called Basique.
Basique. That's what it was. That's what the last one was, Basique.
Basique.
Yeah.
Well, last night we were on Pop Rock and he said, what would your house be called if you had a house like in Pose? And I said, House of Basique.
House of Basique. Mm. Are we watching Pose?
Of course.
Okay, great. What do we think? What do we think? What do we really think?
I live
How you
for
doing?
It.
Okay, great. How you doing? Well, we live for it.
We live for it too.
The writing is like very classic Ryan Murphy writing.
Could you believe?
Yeah, I mean, it's I call it the Dynasty reboot we deserve because
yeah,
that's
the writing
good.
Is very original version of Dynasty. I mean,
it is.
I'm living, but I'm also like,
yeah.
I mean, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Original version of Dynasty. Oh, right. No, you're as opposed to the reboot.
I think it depends on whose mouth it's coming out of, whether the dialogue works. Like, we were pretty iffy on Dominique Jackson in the first episode, but then I looked back and I loved when, like, Blanca was leaving the house and what's her
Electra,
name?
Electra.
Electra just tosses her head back over her shoulder and goes, "You'll be back." And I was like, "No, that's good. No, it's good. It's good writing."
When they show up at the museum?
Yes.
Jackpot.
Yes. I look too good not to be seen.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty great. It's
and
pretty
also,
great.
Of course, the famous like mini monologue she gave. I can walk into any restaurant in the city. I can walk into any white woman. Yeah. I pass.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
This is on her.
Yeah. And then in the second episode, oh my god. Oh yes, this is on her. It's on the house.
Oh, the
love
name
it. And then she has another. You missed this, but after she bails Blanca out of jail.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, Blanca's like, "Are you going uptown?" They're getting in the car. She goes, "Yes, the subway is that way."
Oh, yeah. You
and she gets
tell
in her car and
this.
Drives off, bitch.
Gorgeous. I
love it.
Sure. I mean, okay, that's a great way to put it, though. It's the Dynasty reboot we deserve. Mm-hmm. It is, like, so, like, and as in Dynasty, the writing works, sinks, swims, depending on who is delivering the line, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It is, like, you either have your Diane Carrolls or you have your whoever that bitch was who played Crystal Carrington. Like, that's...
Wow, that's shady.
Crystal was always, like, boring as hell. You were always on Alexis's side. Yeah. Always.
Always.
Yes.
I mean...
They tried to make Alexis the villain, and it was like... But no. We
like for her.
Yeah, that's true.
She Linda was very... Evans was boring!
Linda Evans, that's who it was. Yeah.
We did a show called Night Soap where we were both in full drag performing an episode of like, a soap that we wrote, and now I'm feeling the shade from you because you told me that I was the Linda Evans and you were the...
No, I've always said that I was the Linda Evans. I
out
was
of the
Crystal.
Two of us?
Between the Guy Branum has said that you are the Alexis, I am the Crystal. Like, that is the
I
dynamic.
Trust Guy Branum then.
Anyway.
Another arbiter of taste.
I guess I'm Dominique.
You are Dominique. Famously.
The champagne. It's burnt.
The LaCroix.
The LaCroix.
It's burnt.
Burnt in the can.
It must have been frozen in the can at some
point.
Frozen
in the can. You know, you've seen the same clip as us. Okay, bitch.
God bless.
I've watched every episode.
Have you?
Bitch.
Okay, bitch. Are you a like big fan?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I guess
it's one of my favorite shows.
Okay, well, this is where we ask you.
You did not follow me on Instagram until after, but last year, I watched the entire series of Dynasty.
Oh my God.
And my Instagram stories were just clips from nine seasons.
You were doing what Phoebe Robinson did with Game of Thrones there for quite a minute.
She's going through it. Okay, this is where we ask you the question we ask all of our guests, which is, what is the culture that made you say culture is for me?
Yeah, made you step in a cultural direction.
Yes.
It was like that moment in Pocahontas when she rolls up to the two paths, and one path was the culture and one path was, you know, a life you'll never know.
Well, you know, my father wasn't a part of my family life, you know, for much of my childhood, and I remember visiting him in New York, and the streets, you know, the streets were bright and they were sunny, but, you know, just down the corner, you could see the decadence of New York and
honey.
The pain. And, you know, he took me to a museum, and there, of course, were the luminaries, Andy Warhol, Basquiat.
There you go.
And we all hung out, and, you know, I became part of Andy Warhol's factory. And,
factory
you know,
girl.
I become... famous ever since then. And, you know, Gretchen Mol played me in
yes,
that movie.
Absolutely.
No.
We are looking at culture herself.
We're looking at her.
What really got me in the culture? I don't know, it was probably just like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
right,
a good answer.
Bitch. Honestly, yeah. So Sarah Michelle Gellar is someone that you love.
I love her.
Yeah. I'll never forget her.
I helped her once.
What? To what?
I used to be a barista, you know, before my come up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
And,
before the glow.
And she came up to me once when I was a barista at this place, Coffee Commissary in Burbank. And this was when she was on The Crazy Ones with Robin Williams, RIP.
Oh, wow. Wow.
She came over to me with her iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to get on the Wi-Fi. could you help me?
And you were like,
she gave me her iPad. And I'm like, oh my God. And part of me wanted to be like, scroll with me. I'm like, bitch, what you got on this iPad? But I logged her onto the Wi-Fi. And she was God. Like, thank you so much.
And you sent her on her way. Did you tell her that you were a huge fan? And that one day you'd answer with her name as to what culture influenced you?
No. But then I met her again when I was at BuzzFeed.
Oh, yeah. After the glow.
And did not get to interview her. I remember being really pissed that the people who ran the parent section at BuzzFeed had her come in and talk about like mom stuff. And I was like, bitch.
Reductive.
We could have talked about Buffy.
Yeah.
But so I have a lot of like graphic t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was wearing a Buffy shirt that day by accident.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
But it was the Christy Swanson 92 Buffy.
Okay, original movie.
And
Buffy.
She saw it and said, that's not me.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Icon.
But I was able to tell her, she stopped over and talked to me and Louis Peitzman, who worked with me. And he and I were both like, we love you.
Oh, my God.
So. I mean, I love telling someone that it has to be the right moment, mm-hmm. but I feel like you gotta get that out there.
For certain people, yes.
Yeah.
I did it to Eileen Davidson.
You did?
Yeah, because I've watched Days of Our Lives.
Every day. So you're a stan in the correct way.
Yeah.
She's an Emmy winner 2 times.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. she's serving Daytime. It to you on Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
Yeah. I told her, I interviewed her when she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Then I also saw her at the like Days of Our Lives 50th anniversary party.
That's a ticket to score. Yeah, that
also,
is beautiful.
Also, Deirdre Hall and Marlena came over to me and was like, excuse me, could you take a photo of me and my friend?
Oh, like, my God.
I was like, okay, sure.
Wow. And there was that's a truly after the glow moment
after
where you
glow.
Feel that someone come up to you and be like, excuse me, could mean that you are being recognized in your moment of glow.
Well, she was like, no.
I'm going to throw a bone under the bus. We recently were at a party for Vulture Festival, the opening party, and someone was like, hi, can we get a picture? And Bowen was like, yeah, and put his arm around me and like posed, and I did too. And then she goes, oh no, I meant, could you take one of me and my friend? And we literally screamed. We were like, oh my God, we've never felt worse.
It was my most,
he just like literally
moment.
Was like, sure. And it was just like such a snapped like, into it mm-hmm. moment.
My darkest God, moment. Bitch.
Oh my God.
That's rule of culture number 4.
You're Sally Field.
I'm
at the
Sally
mall
at the
in
mall.
New Jersey.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
100%.
Hold on. Sally is slaying.
What is she doing?
When she said on Twitter the thing about cunts. Samantha Bee was wrong to call Ivanka a cunt. Cunts are powerful, loving, beautiful, gorgeous queens or something like that. And I was just like, yes, Sally Field.
So you know what shocked me?
What was shocking?
So many black people love Sally Field.
Okay, they love Sally
not
Field.
An action
after,
star.
After that, I know. After that, you know, we love
decidedly
like,
not.
I
like
know.
A,
I know.
Yeah, you know. Not all action.
I'm being
stars.
Reductive. I'm
not
being
all
yeah.
Listen, bitch.
Don't you be reductive here.
I am.
I can walk into any storefront in Los Angeles and pass.
Slayha, Electra. Slayha.
Wait, so Sally Field, huge hit. Well,
just because after that tweet, like so many different black people kept being like, Sally is a savage.
Or, yeah, she is.
I've always loved Miss Field. I'm like, okay.
I've always loved Miss Field. It's actually rule of culture number 88. I've always loved Miss Field.
People are loving, you know who's like killing it on Twitter right now?
Who?
Is the Wendy's Twitter account.
The Wendy's?
Because,
oh my God, yes. Wendy's the restaurant.
Wendy's the restaurant is killing it on Twitter, is being savage.
Savage.
And it's inspiring. We won't get into it.
No, but
it's
because
stupid.
We have to say now why. Because IHOP changed to IHOB. In the stupidest fucking move I've ever heard in my life.
So it's International House of Burgers.
Of burgers. And somebody was like, ooh, Wendy's, are you like shook that IHOP is now a thing? And they were like, we're not scared of a chain that figured out that pancakes was too hard for them.
Oh my.
It's great. That's
Wendy's.
Great.
Wendy's. Wendy was feeling some kind of way.
Wendy's was out.
I feel like I was at for a while. I was like, "Who is running the Wendy's account?" And I feel like it's some like white girl in Des Moines.
Oh yeah,
probably
feeling herself, watching old episodes of Noah's Ark.
Yeah, and she will move to LA or New York at one point and get a few general meetings and be like, and they'll be like, "So tell us about you." And they'll be like, "Well, I ran the Wendy's Twitter," and they'll be like,
"Yes,
I like it." Honestly, she's got
but not you. We're gonna call Wendy's, yeah. Get that IP and make a show.
Yes.
Bye, girl.
Called Wendy Takes Hollywood. Honestly, I see it.
Speaking of Hollywood.
Okay, bitch.
You introduced me as a Daily Beast writer, and I am no longer as a Friday.
I'm so... Oh!
Well, okay, yes.
Congratulations.
We have a new gig announcement.
New gig alert.
New gig alert.
You know this and I don't.
I know this, bitch.
Come on, I'm so sorry.
Coachella gotta rename itself Irachella. New name alert.
Ira takes on Hollywood.
Oh my God.
Okay, so what's the gig? What are we doing?
I am writing on a Netflix untitled teen sci-fi drama.
I said to Ira, I was like, I love a good teen in sci-fi peril.
I'm saying, like, that is the, like, perfect convergence of genres that we need. Or, I mean, whatever. Like,
I love it.
Age genre, whatever. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I just left my job of 5 years 2 weeks ago before I flew out to the West Coast.
Oh my God, you're leaving this show?
I'm not.
Yeah, he's leaving
the
show.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I'm replacing him with you, Ira.
New gig alert. I feel like so, I have a little panic about it. I'm just like, what's going to happen? How long are you at Daily Beast?
Just like a year.
Just like a year. Okay, but there's no real like emotional.
I'm a year girl.
You're a year girl. So how long is Keepa going to last?
Do Kara and Lewis know about this? Uh-oh. Honestly, Kara and Lewis, keep it. Matt and Bowen, we're in. We're coming in.
We're coming in.
We fill those roles.
No, we don't.
I think
they're
we
both
do.
So smart.
I can compete.
We're
idiots. I just crave shakeups, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like,
same.
You
shake
know,
up
after
the whole
a year,
thing.
Something needs to happen to shake it up.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know, I'm Zendaya. Shake it up.
Yeah, no. Shake it.
Zendaya and Bella Thorne. Shake Bella. It up.
Okay, what's a verdict on Zendaya?
You know what?
Do we like?
I do like, but does anybody remember that bitch used to be a singer?
Yeah, no. I saw The Greatest Showman and cried.
And she had an album when she was at Disney. I'm like, where is the music?
I
stop being in these little roles.
Well,
and being a fashion,
stop being in these little roles.
Being some fashion icon. I want some bops.
Okay, but she can give you the bop in The Greatest Showman. The Greatest Showman. How could we rewrite the stars?
Here's the thing, though.
How
I would rather
we?
Have a Zendaya. I can admire her focus on her on whatever vertical of a career she wants to focus on.
Bitch.
But like, you compare her to Selena, who is like all over the fucking place. It's not really even doing movies anymore. But I'm saying, like, I would rather have a Zendaya.
No, she's
who
just, like, giving away kidneys.
No, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, she got a kidney. That
she,
was rude.
She received a
Whatever.
Kidney.
Whatever. Rude.
She received a kidney and also a huge check from those Pantene commercials, girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our friend Pat Regan says no one slays a hair commercial like Selena Gomez.
You know what? I will actually always stan Selena Gomez because
really?
I watch
Explain.
Every episode of Wizards of Waverly
Wizards?
Place.
Got it. Okay.
And like, it was good.
I was more a, oh my God, I almost just called myself.
She should act again.
She should, that's what I'm saying.
I believe that she is a more powerful actress than she is a singer, but I think
I mean,
the money is in her.
I mean,
being
she
a pop
sounds
star.
Like a whispering reed.
Yeah.
When she sings, like,
Guy Brandon
like
last
a
night
fucking
was like,
branch from the willow tree in Pocahontas.
Yeah, no. He was like, you didn't like Bad Liar? I was like, I mean, it's
not
fine.
Really.
Like, I'm trying. Like, it's what?
It's, yeah, I don't
what,
know.
What, do we care?
It's, it is a...
If you can't sing, at least do us the courtesy of knowing how to dance.
Yeah, there
and
you
she
go.
Can't
okay,
do
Brittany?
Either.
No.
There
she
you go.
She tries to give you a little bit of choreography.
Not dancing.
No.
Do you remember her era where she was wearing, like, the bendy...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come and
like,
get it.
Come and
like,
get it.
Being like, I'm just like Middle Eastern. And I was like,
that was
what
when
are
they
you
were
doing,
all,
girl?
There was
all the pop girls were trying to be
yes.
Middle Eastern.
There
yeah.
was a 3-year
Gaga
period.
Gaga was doing like a burqa shit. Like, she was, it was wild.
Katy
like,
Perry was an Egyptian woman.
Oh, my
she
God.
Was an Egyptian woman.
Gaga literally has a song where she wails about underneath the burqa.
Yep,
it's
underneath
like,
the burqa.
And like, but nobody called that bitch out on that.
You're Lebanese, you're Orient.
I mean, people did
never forget.
I don't know.
Chola descent.
Oh my God. I'm not going to get into this with Matt. No. Matt loves the word chola. And I
no,
think it's
don't do this to me.
Matt, I have always thought that you were ethnic too. And I was shocked to find out that you were just some Staten Island gay.
I am a Long Island white gay. And that is my minority. Thank you.
I stand with my sisters. I asked Ray Saudi. I was like, is Matt ethnic? And wait, she was like, no!
What? She was like, absolutely not. Wait, but what did you think I was?
I thought you were just like...
Some sort of
Latino mix.
Okay. I'm the olive tone.
Very happy about
this. Olive
yeah, it's the olive.
I'm Greek. So that's where this comes from.
Yes, yes.
And we've now been in the West Coast, so we've been in the sun, so the Greek nature is coming
out.
The Greek melanin is roaring.
Yes.
You know, Bowen, there's no one on the planet like me. Bowen.
Yeah?
I'm talking to you.
Sorry, I was thinking about how there's no one on the planet like me.
You know, there's no one on the planet like either of us.
Oh.
Or you at home listening. And here's my question. Because there's no one on the planet like you, why would you buy a mattress that's built for just anybody? You don't want a mattress that's built for everyone else. You need your own customized, personalized mattress, honey. And that's why I think you should consider Helix Sleep Mattress and Pillow.
I love Helix Sleep because they work with the world's leading sleep experts. And they've developed a mattress that's customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences so you can have the best sleep of your life at an unbeatable price.
Here's how it works. Go to helixsleep.com, fill out their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll design your custom mattress. They can even customize each side for you and a partner. This is my favorite thing about Helix, is that if you have a different sleep situation than your partner, you can have one side of your bed that's literally made for whatever you desire.
Oh my God.
And your partner can have their situation. So, for example, if you're someone that gets really warm at night or needs to be warm,
yes,
you can get your gig. And then on the other side of the bed, they have their own gig.
They get their own gig.
And it's all, you know,
2 gigs in one mattress.
Basically, you take this sleep quiz, and it's just a 2-minute thing, and then you have the mattress of your dreams.
I took the quiz. It was so pretty to take.
You liked the fonts?
I love the colors. I love the fonts. I love the call to actions. I loved the bullets, the radio buttons.
You know, in 2018, Helix Sleep has taken customized sleep to the next level with Helix Pillow.
And the all-new pillows are fully adjustable, so you can achieve perfect comfort regardless of sleep position or body type.
Helix Sleep has thousands of 5-star reviews. Plus, you get 100 nights to try them out. This is one of those great deals where you get to get your mattress, you have 100 nights to try them out for free. And this is the mattress, the pillows, darling, everything.
So here's what you have to do. Go to helixsleep.com/lasculturistas right now, and you'll get up to $125 towards your mattress order.
That's helixsleep.com/lasculturistas for up to $125 off your mattress order. And guys, that's 10% off. That's like really good.
That's more than 10% off.
Is it more than 10% off?
I mean, your traditional mattresses, I'm not going to say the price point at
right,
any given time.
Right, but we've discussed amongst friends.
Do the math yourself.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know?
Good chunk of change. $125?
Come on.
You would be a fool not to do that. I'm not kidding.
No, this is a huge deal. I legit might actually put in this URL. And one more time, that is helixsleep.com/lasculturistas. I'm on the market for a new mattress, baby. And I love me a personalized mattress god.
Helixsleep.com/lasculturistas for your intensely personal and beautiful, darling, mattress experience.
Go forth.
You went to NYU, didn't you?
I did.
So
did
you.
Did we go to school together?
When did
we did? I recall.
What?
I do now.
No, because you were.
When did you graduate?
2012.
Yes. Yes.
We
went to school together.
But you were in.
I was in grad school.
Yes, you were in the master's program
from 2009 to 2011.
Were you in dramatic writing?
I was.
Oh my God! Hello, and now it's all coming back to me now.
Oh my God! This isn't the first time.
This is your life.
Because you weren't you. You
I worked in.
Oh my God!
The video.
You worked there.
I worked in the front office as my student work.
This is literally. Crazy. This is on the 7th floor of Tish.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I handed out the cameras too in that little
Yes,
camera office.
This is so
I mean,
funny.
I wasn't
and
there.
And made copies for people.
And oh. were you, so you were.
I worked there with like Liam Dempsey.
Oh my God, this
R.I.P.
is funny.
He's not dead. but he moved to like San Jose, so
wait,
might as well
wait,
be.
Wait. This is so funny because now it really is all coming back to me now. Honestly, I felt like I was very transient in that department. Like I really wasn't ever in it. I was like off doing my like sketch comedy thing and like really wasn't very present. But
how'd that work out for you?
It worked out quite well, actually. We have a podcast now.
Where did I want? I could go on any podcast and pass.
I pass. I pass as someone who knows anything about culture. I can be up there with the Cara Browns, the Louis Vertels, and be treated just like any Louis Vertel.
I'm sorry.
They don't treat me the same way they treat me.
Make that the callback. I need that two more times. The rule of fours. Okay. This is such a... No, this is huge. Yes, because... Oh, because, yeah.
That is so funny.
And why are you bitches?
She's gonna go.
Listen, bitch. Okay, we're gonna get into it. Okay, so unfortunately, it's gonna be a little bit of a truncated episode today, but we must do I Don't Think So, Honey.
We must do I Don't Think So, Honey.
Now, listen, this is coming out just after our LA I Don't Think So, Honey at Echo Park. So we want to thank you guys all for coming out. It was so much fun.
It was so fun.
We're just gonna assume that it was.
Yeah, Ira was there.
And this is our segment where we take 1 minute to rail against something in culture that's fucking pissing us off. Mm. So, Bowen Yang, do you have something that you'd like
I
to
do.
Talk about?
I This is going to be very specific to where the city we're in, but yeah, we're going to do it.
Okay. And this is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the Starbucks on Grand Avenue and 6th Street here in downtown Los Angeles, bitch. Fuck. I had to wait 25 minutes for this goddamn iced coffee, tall iced coffee, unsweetened, and a fucking banana. Do any of those things take more than 2 minutes to put together to assemble? No, bitch. And I Don't Think So, Honey, I think his name was Richard, someone over there is managing this very poorly. You had a whole line of people of fucking suits and
30 seconds
the fucking dredged up filth of the city waiting in line with me, and I Don't Think So, Honey, that it took me so long to get this. And I know it's very well-trod territory to complain and shit on Starbucks, especially when in an urban center like Los Angeles, like DTLA, but
15 seconds.
I was truly shook by the incompetence, the mismanagement of this Starbucks. You know, Starbucks,
5 seconds.
Maybe you should close your stores for one day after the racism seminar to also teach your fucking employees how to run a goddamn business.
And that's 1 minute. So why you were 25 minutes late. Because you were waiting for a coffee.
Yes.
An iced coffee. As if my time isn't valuable as a goddamn queen.
I don't respect it.
You don't respect my time.
I don't.
Okay.
Matt, this is your turn.
Well, hold on. Wait, let me just make sure I want to do this one.
Okay.
I want to do this
You
one.
Want to do okay. it. Okay. Okay. And this is Matt Rogers' I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. People who are not rooting for Lady Gaga to be a sleigh in A Star Is Born.
Oh.
This woman is literally shaking on the couch, bitch, because her body hurts from giving you entertainment. Sure. She wakes up every goddamn day of her life and tries to slay you, and you're gonna see this trailer and be like, that'll be pulpy and bullshit. No, bitch, it's gonna be good, and she will win the awards.
Oh.
I am rooting for her, and I want her to succeed because I believe in rewarding extremely talented people who work extremely hard. My dad always said, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And guess what? When you have the talent and you have the drive, boom, bitch. And she's out there slaying it. The trailer looks great. Her and Bradley Cooper have the chemistry. Yeah. There's a scene with a single tear. She is going to uniquely slay you in terms of the live vocals.
Mm.
And then if you really pause the trailer when there's the montage at the end, to be some fierce acting. So I Don't Think So, Honey, if you don't want to have joy in your life and watch Lady Gaga slay and A Star Is Born.
And that's 1 minute.
I just think that it is ridiculous that you wouldn't want something to be good. It's like,
who is rooting against her, though?
I feel that there are people who are watching the trailer and then they're saying, Lady Gaga trying to act. Or there's people that are like,
Katy Perry outsold.
Yeah. Well, it's like people who say, how dare Lady Gaga come in here and think she can win an acting Oscar and take it from
this?
Glenn Close. The gays are out there saying it. They think it's Glenn Close's year. Well, maybe it's not. Let's watch all the performances.
I think Glenn Close has probably like depleted all her goodwill ever since Albert Nobbs with the queer community.
This is a hot take. This is a hot take, but everyone, if you're supposed to have an Oscar, you'll get one.
Okay, whatever that means.
All right.
It means Glenn Close.
I know that's true, man.
You'll get one. All and right. if you don't have one, you're not paying the right people. This is Hollywood, bitch.
All right.
Payola scheme.
Okay. Well, we can talk about this some other time. Let's table that. But now we have to go to Ira Madison the Third. I don't think so, honey. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is Ira Madison the Third. I don't think so, honey.
Crazy.
Yeah, really unprecedented. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Neil Patrick Harris.
This is supposed to.
All right. First of all, he is out here tweeting about, I don't know who Rachel Bloom is at the Tony Awards. And then and then Rachel had to respond like, you know me, my husband wrote on your show, you've met me. And it seemed like he was tweeting while high. And he was also like, Gideon was like talking to me.
Gideon, I
was like, Gideon Glick? That bitch should know who the fuck she is too. This is ridiculous. I don't think so, honey, to Neil Patrick Harris tweeting in general. Last time he went viral for a tweet is when he tried to drag Wesley Morris for saying that black people
15.
Did not like that fucking Billboards movie.
Yes,
the movie was racist. We didn't like it. Sorry you liked it.
5 seconds.
You probably don't even have any black friends.
No, not
thank
one.
You.
Not a single
not
one.
You and your white chorus dancers need to watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Thank
and
you.
That's one
and
minute.
That's 1 minute.
And guess what? You did the one I was going to do tonight at the live show, and now I have to do another one.
Or
thief. Thievery.
Okay, thievery and trickery and tomfoolery at the ball. I have to say.
Oh, thank you. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Ira listen,
has to
he
go.
Just took
my
a work
Uber,
call.
My Uber is here.
Bitch, oh, she ordered here. The Uber before she
Ira Madison
the
Third, everyone. He's
we
gonna be on our
so
live
much.
Show tonight. This is so we're gonna keep recording because you have time to fill.
We have time to fill.
Love you all.
Love you. This is so fun. And he looks fierce, and you'll see photos
you.
Of it at I Don't Think So Honey. Let's yes. grasp hands.
We love
oh
you,
yeah,
honey.
Should we take our fake photo at
okay.
Let's take our fake photo at I Don't Think So Honey.
Yes. Let's do it there.
Unless you want to do a live photo right now.
I just grabbed one.
Okay,
oh, yeah, okay, he grabbed one.
Okay, but we'll see you. Bye, Doyen. We love
bye,
you.
Bye, Doyen. Everyone give it up for the Doyen.
Okay.
Okay, listen, can we spill a little bit of tea about Neil Patrick Harris?
Let's spill some tea.
Because I was going to do that as my I Don't Think So Honey tonight. By the way, that was lovely. And this is
beautiful.
Very new for us to have
a
guest.
Post show.
You know what? Let's start drama. Ira Madison stormed out of here. He stormed out.
That bitch.
Anyway. No, there's no drama. It was fucking amazing. And also, he's wearing a gray jacket with a Beyonce shirt underneath
and
it.
The nails are painted.
The
honey.
Nails are painted.
He looks amazing.
Glossed.
Glossed.
The top coat is Electra-worthy. Okay.
You go.
Here's what I have to say about Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris is a fucking board game. Why That's are his
amazing.
Kids named Gideon
and what was
and
the other
Harper?
One? Harper.
Are they for sale?
Are they fucking antebellum slave owners? I shouldn't say that.
No, listen, I support you saying
thank
that.
You.
And also,
Brett, hot producer Brett is like hates this.
We should mention hot producer Brett because
hot
we're
producer
back
Brett
in,
is engaged.
We're
okay,
in
I literally just walked in,
and it's gonna be a long engagement.
A long engagement. That's beautiful.
They're thinking end of the year 2019.
Amazing. Yeah. I love it. Make it draw it out like a fucking Pixar movie.
I said
movie.
Yes. Have a long engagement, honey.
It's a Pixar movie engagement.
Yes, honey.
Yes.
Make sure we are anticipating it as much as we are anticipating Incredibles 2.
Yes.
Okay. So Neil Patrick Harris.
I called him on Twitter. Hello, m'lady gay.
He is a hello, m'lady gay.
Hello, m'lady.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Also,
get away from
bitch,
me.
Bitch, magic. Isn't
magic
real?
Sucks.
Magic is not real.
I'm sorry, magic doesn't suck. Magic is great.
No,
but Neil Patrick Harris doing magic sucks.
Magic does suck. Also, that variety show he tried to have.
Oh right.
Here's what's wrong with that. How dare you, as a gay man, get on the same stage as Nicole Scherzinger and say, "Go stand on the side and comment on what I do." Every gay man worth their salt knows that when you are in the same room as Nicole,
you lift her up.
You lift her up because guess what? She fights tooth and nail.
Yes.
She is a Gaga type where she has the talent and the hard work and people still are like, eh.
No, you do not do that ever. Neil Patrick Harris, like,
no.
Even fucking him on How I Met Your Mother is just such like a...
I'll tell you what's fucked up.
A bad, bad performance.
Here's
though.
What's fucked up about Neil Patrick Harris and How I Met Your Mother. That was misogyny, honey.
Yes.
And they were able to get away with it as intensely as they did because he was a gay man. And he is party to that.
You're like, oh, he's a womanizer. Let's make him a reprehensible character on TV.
Yeah.
That we will allow.
Because he's gay in real life.
Because he's gay in real life. Also, like, I'm trying to be. I'm sort of backing up a little bit with my sort of vitriol for white gayness.
Wow.
But with Neil, like, the Neil is just emblematic of all of
that. No. I think he's exactly right. He does not have one POC friend.
No, absolutely
Maybe
not.
Maybe BD Wong, he's been invited to one of the parties.
Yeah, but then he's like, oh yeah, BD makes congee, BD makes porridge, and you get, I learned how to use chopsticks at BD's parties. Fuck you.
I am no longer a fan. And I, honestly, I haven't
Rachel's family.
Rachel is family, and I haven't even mentioned the garbage that was this tweet. Why are you sitting at home, especially, and also this is punching down, which you know I hate.
Yes.
Why are you sitting at home and
with
you
your
decide,
shitty ass kids?
Who?
Your stupid.
And by the way,
fucking kids,
bitch, you are trying too hard on Halloween. Okay. Look, I get
God,
it.
Enough.
You are gay. Like, but it doesn't have to be
you
that
have
much.
A,
of
you have a publicist for your children. Fuck you.
When he sits there and tweets, who is this woman hosting backstage in the top hat? Gideon says, she says like, and oh my God, a lot. I'm confused, ... So what are you suggesting, that she shouldn't have the job? Also, why don't you know who Rachel Bloom is?
Also, why, like, stop letting your child, like, dictate a woman's words.
Honestly, the whole stop letting, it's actually rule of culture number 43.
Stop letting your child dictate a woman's words.
I couldn't believe he had, like, just like the, like, self-assurance to tweet something like that. I was like, this is so stupid. Obviously, this person is, like, having fun doing it their way, like, trying to spice up the Tonys, which God knows it needs.
Ugh.
I really didn't like that.
Really didn't like it. Neil always had a bad taste in my mouth. Always had a weird feeling about Neil. And
he's canceled for me.
Yeah, and then I had people coming for me on Twitter being like, why are we deciding? Oh, is Neil Patrick Harris the new celebrity we're all deciding to hate for no reason? And I'm like, no.
Honestly, why not? We all decided to hate Anne Hathaway, and she's half as annoying as him.
There you go.
Half. Has always been half as annoying as Neil Patrick Harris. About three times as talented, I'm going to say.
Oh, more than that. By fucking orders of magnitude, honey.
I just feel like it is this thing where we decided, like, let's have Neil Patrick Harris beloved. And, like, I guess, yes, it must have been hard to be the first, like, super openly out, you know, male gay celebrity in a while, or one that was, like, successful in a mainstream way. And, like, I did love him for so long. But here's the real tea. I would have kept loving him if he hadn't shown that his personality was so shitty.
Also, I don't know. I'm about to say something weird.
Oh, my God. Are you sure you're going
to say it? I think everyone should stay in the closet for as long as they need to, for whatever reasons they need to. But Neil, I mean, Perez Hilton, piece of shit, like,
yeah,
outed him.
Another one.
Outed him publicly, and that sort of, like, threw Neil Patrick Harris's life into tumult, and he had to deal with that. Sucks. No one should go through that. But I can imagine a world where he just would have stayed in the closet the whole time and, like, not been, like, a Halloween gay dad, like, parading his kids around in, like little Baker costumes. Like, that's I can imagine, but that's not fair for me to say.
He would have come out at some point and been the Halloween gay Baker.
Sure,
dad.
But I'm saying, let's not, like, this is the thing. This is why I bring it up, because when you're like, because when you say things like he was one of the few gay men at the time,
you're right. You're
out
right.
There, like, is that, that's not, that's that, that, that wasn't on his
you're
terms.
Right. You're right. It wasn't.
He wasn't brave in doing,
but he did meet that head on. You
he
know
did,
what I mean?
He did. He did. He, that situation itself, he did meet head on, and, like, that is admirable. But, like, to say, like, well, he was a pioneer, it's like, yeah, but he, like, if he had his way, he would not have been visible.
Yeah. It's a Roseanne getting canceled type situation. Yes. Where it's like, had literally not everyone quit, maybe the show wouldn't have been canceled.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. I'm literally just going off, like, his behavior in the last several years. I'm like, God, you love yourself. Like, mm-hmm. And go ahead and love yourself. Everyone go love yourself. But, like, he's arrogant to me. Like, to sit there and feel like you could say that about, like,
on Twitter.
And, like, also, you have met her and you worked with her husband for years.
Yeah. Anyone who, I don't think so. People have, I don't think so, honey, before, people being like, we've met. I mean, Rachel did that in a way that was like, actually, no, fuck you. This is fucked up.
Also, it's a different situation when you're tweeting it to your millions of followers.
Yeah, there you go.
You have to be able, you have to respond to that.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Also, Rachel Bloom is a celebrity.
Yes. She is the star and writer and EP
of a critically acclaimed show that's going to be in its fourth season. Golden
insane.
Globe winner.
Golden Globe winner. Well, I loved Ira. Let's just
that
recap.
That was wonderful. Let's recap the ep.
Well, I mean, like, Ira is just one of those people, who just has such a fun, like trove of cultural knowledge. Yeah. We can just like can whip it out, can measure it.
We have to get her back when she is in LA. When or New York.
When she's in New York, we'll get her back. You know,
but now with the new gig.
With the new gig. Also keep it. Like what a like what an elevated discussion. Like we Kiki over here and we're just like little dummies.
No, honey, I pass. I can march into Keep It. I could stare Cara Brown right in her eyes, and I could intellectually match her. I could look Louis Vertel in his face, and he would turn to sand.
I could walk into the Crooked Media offices and stare Don Lovett in the eye and say, bitch, bitch,
hire
me.
I'll be treated like any Love It or Leave It. Love It or Leave It? I say leave it.
The subway's over there.
I say leave it, keep it. I don't think so, honey. All gays are just using different words to say the same thing, which is we don't like things.
Which is we don't like things. But no, we love everyone over at Keep It.
We
brilliant
love
show.
So, I feel so close to them.
Feel so close to them. Just kidding. I haven't met Kara. Kara, I love Kara's voice. Kara has a great podcast voice.
Mm. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous timbre.
Gorgeous girl. And yes. They took some fierce pictures at Bonnaroo, too. We didn't get to ask Ira about Bonnaroo.
Ira did mention to us before we hit record that that the southern humidity did wonders for his skin.
I love that.
Which I don't think applies to me when I'm down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that for him. You know what I'm saying?
And they turned out some looks for those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Joel Kim Booster, who I said is giving you arms and also is giving you a face that he was trying to pass. He was passing.
He was passing
in the picture.
As what?
As a straight young man. Joel Kim Booster.
Joel Kim Booster, passing. not queer.
Joel Kim Booster says, I can walk into any straight event and pass and be treated like any other white straight man in there. They sit me down. I could look, I almost said Jonathan Groff as an example of a straight man.
Yeah, Jonathan Groff, perennial straight
man. I can look Dermot Mulroney in the face and he'll turn to sand, honey. I'm treated like any Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott. These are white actors in this town.
Yes. Yes, anyway. Joel can pass. Well, anyway, we're sure there's plenty of overlap between.
Girl, you just slurped into that mic.
I'm dealing with post-nasal drip. It's bad. But we're sure there's plenty of overlap between our audiences and Keep It's audiences.
I would like to storm the Keep It offices.
Oh, we'll stomp the runway at Keep It.
Yeah.
If they'll have us. anyway.
If they want their discussion like knocked down 8 or 9 intelligence levels.
8 or 9 intelligence levels.
I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't keep you back because you could go in there and have a beautiful intellectual discussion.
No, I feel that. No, literally, I feel that. We were at Prop Rocket yesterday. I was like, I do not have anything valuable to say. And meanwhile, you were getting in there with some opinions and some well-thought opinions.
Were you surprised that I was able to?
I'm never surprised. Listeners, if you're still listening at this point, post Ira leaving, I always say this to Matt, and he never chooses to accept it. Matt is one of the smartest people I know.
That's very nice of you to say.
It never surprises me that
you have the intelligence quotient.
I don't have the critical brain. Like you're able to watch something and be like, okay, here's what I'm noticing. This is something that should be discussed. I'm always like, yeah, MJ Rodriguez was really good. Like I'm just like,
oh my God, I feel that I see myself in you.
So I don't have the critical brain. I have the analytical brain, but no.
I think those are the same things.
No, I have the computational brain.
Can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
I think when it comes to intelligence, you're either an SAT bitch or an ACT bitch, which is capacity.
I scored very well at both.
Which is, yes, I'm sure you fucking did, you bitch. Which is the capacity to learn and the access to your knowledge already.
Okay, so you're an ACT bitch?
I am an ACT bitch.
Mm.
But there is a ceiling. I don't know. I did better on the ACTs than I did the SATs.
Sure.
Should we bravely share our scores?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you get on the ACT?
A 31.
Okay, and then what'd you get on the SAT? Out of
2,400?
Yeah.
2010.
Oh, that's great. Those are good scores.
I did better when they added in the writing.
Great. I had to take the SAT twice. But combined my best scores from all three, I got 2,200.
Wow, bitch.
Perfect 800 on math.
Wow, bitch.
And then for my ACT, I got a 34.
Fuck you. Oh my God. How could you ever say I'm smart?
Because you are,
you sit
bitch.
Here on the pedestal. You sit here and you have ACT and SAT learned experience.
Mm.
You are able to slay them both.
Oh no. I'm sorry, I have to correct myself.
What?
I got a 35 and I was pissed because
oh my God, the people this who, stupid bitch.
The people, the students, the people at our school who got a 36, a perfect 36, were able to get dinner at the governor's house and I was so mad that
they went to the governor's house for dinner?
For dinner, and I was so mad that I didn't get, I was 1 point away from going to the governor's house.
You know who I have the same exact SAT score as?
Who?
Sudi Green.
Really? Sudi?
The same exact SAT score.
Oh my God.
Which I think she might have had a bad day because I think she's incredibly...
Oh, she's smarter than both of us.
She could defeat us
In
the contest of wits. In the challenge of wits. She would rise as the superior girl. She would slay us
both dead.
As the victor. She would stand above our bodies as the smartest of the three. This is, I guess, like some
Brad
sort of
is, like,
fucked up is Alyssa stupid. Edwards, like if she melted into goop impression.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, Brett, can you come over here?
No. Brett, do you want to talk?
Come over here.
Hi, Brett.
This is a glimpse inside.
Forever Dog LA.
Now, this is beautiful. This is Brett Boehm, who is one of the producers of Forever Dog. We just want to say a quick hello.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And how does it feel to see the rise of Las Culturistas?
Shut up. I mean, it is truly a sight to behold. It has been amazing. We just, honestly, the three of us, Joe, Alex, and I just bask in your resplendent glory.
Oh my God.
It is the one of the great honors of our life.
Wow, you are going to do too much.
This is overcorrecting for something. I think.
tell us about your beautiful bride-to-be.
Amy.
So Amy and I, we got engaged when we were on vacation in Italy on the...
Oh my God.
Where were you? Like Como?
Amalfi Coast. Amalfi. So farther south. Yeah.
Oh my God, doing it right.
It was wonderful. It was a very nice location, but it was also a very private kind of engagement. We found a nice little moment to ourselves. And we were there in the off-season, which I kind of like... better. There wasn't a lot going on. It was a little colder, but there's, you know,
that's
you
beautiful.
Have the place to yourself a little bit more. And it was wonderful.
I'm gonna get engaged underneath the Incredible Hulk coaster at Islands of Adventure.
That's beautiful.
I'm gonna get down on one knee and there'll be no one there. I'll just like hold up a ring and like there'll be no one there. It'll just be me under the coaster. I'll be like,
That is.
But that's great that you did it in
the
way that works for you.
I like your
you.
Idea though.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful, Brett.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we're so excited for
you. We're
so
excited. And look, what I wanna say is I'll come to the wedding.
Okay. I will not invite myself.
No, I will.
Per se, but
I mean, we are looking for an officiant still.
Oh, wait. Okay. How hard is it?
I don't
want to
create some sort of informal competition here. But
no, because I don't think Bowen. I don't think you have the desire to get on there and want to become an officiant.
Oh, I fucking love weddings.
Now that you don't have a day job, you have the time to get on.
Absolutely. Weddings are like where I thrive. I know it's very cliche for gay people to be like, I'm great at weddings, but it's.
Well, you always turn a look.
It's not even about the look. It's like my sister's wedding was one of
the weddings.
My sister's wedding was a moment for me that I was like, I thought to myself, oh wow, I'm worth it.
Oh my God.
Like, this sounds so dumb, but like my brother-in-law's side of the family, like I gave a toast at the rehearsal dinner and like worked in some jokes, of course, like, as you
do. Yeah, but they expected that from you, so you delivered.
Well, they didn't. They didn't know who I was. The rehearsal dinner was at this fancy Chinese restaurant.
They didn't know you were one of Comedy Central's Up Next?
Shut up. The rehearsal dinner was at this fancy Chinese restaurant in Cleveland. Uh-huh. And literally all these fucking Jewish people thought I was the goddamn help because I was I was like helping open bottles of beer. And they were like, this one fucking idiot. His name is Uncle Harvey.
Oh my God, Yang is listening. That's her uncle now too.
No, Yang
her
loves
uncle
this.
Uncle is your uncle too.
No, Yang loves this. Yang, text me when you hear this because Yang is texting me like anytime she finishes an episode. It's truly like a beautiful moment in our siblingship.
I love that. My sister watches, listens too.
So this guy comes up and he's like, hey, by the way, you guys shouldn't keep these beers at room temperature. You should put these on ice because it's beer. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that next time.
And my God, you didn't look him in the eyes and be like,
I
don't work here, you fucking asshole.
Because I knew I was gonna go up later, and I was like, he's gonna feel like a fucking idiot in about 45 minutes.
Did you check in with him later to
no.
find out?
Well, no, because no, he came up to me after my toast and he
of
was.
Of course he did.
And he was like, that was one. Like, he didn't even apologize. He was just like, that was a really great toast. And I was like, mm-hmm.
Oh my God. But yeah, the wedding, I would have gotten so messy.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Oh my God. That would have been such a
not
bitch.
My style. But the wedding, that wedding was a moment. I'm sorry, Brett. We're just, I'm
no,
just taking up all this time. But that wedding was a moment where I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm these strangers, this general audience is into this. Great. I can pursue this still. It was an affirming moment. But Brett, this is just to say, I think it would be a fun forever dog challenge to see who between the two of us might get. We don't have to necessarily be the winners and be officiants, the actual officiant. Like,
sure.
Make that decision between you and Amy. Mm-hmm. But whoever gets further along in the selection process.
I mean, she is a big fan of the podcast. Something that we share. So, there I mean, I can't imagine that she would be opposed to this. I mean, I could see a sort of...
Or, here's what we could do. One of us could be the efficient, and one of us could perform at the reception.
You would rather perform instead of officiate.
I have several songs that really very well.
Okay.
I could give you everything you want at a wedding, like, you know, your sign's still delivered. I could give you a slow song, like All By Myself from Celine Dion, and I can hit the notes. In the original key. So just think about that.
Okay. I actually really like that because I really like the engagement. I like having sort of private moments in a public space. So if you could sort of take maybe the attention away from us
a little
bit so
I
we can kind of enjoy it. Okay, all right.
You know what song I like to open up every wedding I do with? Ghostbusters.
Ah, fun. Interesting.
Yeah. It gets people up and dancing.
And then
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Gets people shaking their ass.
Yeah.
It's very,
I love to shake my ass to the Ghostbusters theme. It's actually a real culture number. 17. I like to shake my ass to the Ghostbusters theme.
Okay, Brett, we're so sorry. We're taking up all this time.
Oh, no.
Thank you for joining us, Brett, on Las Culturistas.
Brett, we love you.
And just know that we've never done this for Joe Cilio.
Ah!
Guys, thank you.
Well, Daddy. Yes, of course. And for people who listen to the whole Forever Dog catalog, you are very familiar with Brett's work, just producing all the LA stuff, but... This is a moment where the Los Culturistas fans who maybe aren't as familiar get to
know HPB.
HPB.
Worlds have collided. I appreciate it.
HPB. Don't be scared of it. Everyone has it.
Thanks so much, guys.
It's treatable.
Thank you, Brett.
Okay. I think this is what a historic episode.
This is a historic episode. The form has been broken, bitch. we're excited. We are feeling a little giddy because tonight we're gonna go do I Don't Think So Honey Live LA. And it'll already have happened when you guys listen to this.
But the anticipation is thick.
It's thick in the air.
And we hope you enjoyed it. It will be coming out very soon on the pod and the release schedule.
And Ira Madison III will be there rocking the jacket look we just saw, which was fierce.
And we'll take our photo much later. But we'll see you next time.
What on Las Culturistas?
Wait, hold on. We're not signing off this way. You gotta sing.
Oh yeah, we have to sing. Okay. What do you want to do?
No.
Oh my God, I know what we have to do.
Okay.
Did you watch the Tonys?
No.
Did you watch the performance of The Band's Visit?
No.
You don't know that song? Oh my Sharif.
No.
Okay, never mind. What should we sing? We're far from the shallow now. A Star Is Born, coming soon.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.